And he said to her, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. If you believe in me, he says, even when you die physically, you'll still be living. So when you go to somebody's burial and you say, there is the body of a dead man, you got your theology wrong. When you go to the burial and you see the corpse, that's the dead body of a man. Not the body of a dead man, but the dead body of a man who is alive in the presence of God if he's a believer. So Jesus says, anybody who believes in me and believes what I claim to be true, even if he dies physically, will continue to live in the presence of God. And then he says this, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Now weigh that in your mind. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. There's none of either apart from me. He who believes in me in this life and entrusts himself to me shall live even after his physical death. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die, even though he dies physically. In the Bible, there are certain traits of death. There's spiritual death. There's physical death. There's eternal death in hell. And Jesus said, somebody who lives and believes in me will never experience those. And even physical death will be as sweet as sleep. But I want you to notice something. Everyone who lives and believes in me. Do you know what a lot of Christians say today? You're not going to live and you're not going to have life until you believe in Jesus. Jesus saying, you're not going to believe in me until you live. I've got to raise you from the dead. You must be born again to see and enter the kingdom of God. No man can come unto me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day. It's true, if you believe in me, you'll live even after you die, but you've got to be spiritually alive to believe in me, and the only person that can give you that life is I am.